Hello.
Hi there. My name is Susan of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. Ma'am, we're talking to people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on confidential cases.
Right.
Would you have a couple of minutes of your time to complete the survey?
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you so much. Am I speaking with Danielle?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Before we begin, would you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. In which state do you currently live? California?
I'm back in California.
Okay, thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Merced.
Thank you. Okay. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular
home phone?
Cell phone. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by candidate for political office?
No.
Yes. No. Okay. Now, first, in what year were you born?
89.
Oh, what year? I'm sorry? 99?
1989.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's see. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African, American, or black?
Right.
Right, thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school?
12.
Some high school? 12? Thank you. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Is that strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Gavin Newsom strongly disagree.
Okay. Strongly disapprove. Okay. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Republican? Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Number one, Donald Trump. Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no
favorable.
Opinion. Okay. Kamala Harris. Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, not approved.
Okay. Oh, would that be unfavorable or favorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria.
No, I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? Border security, crime and public safety, taxes, health care, abortion, jobs and the economy, education, climate change, inflation and the cost of living, homelessness.
All of the above.
Actually, it's got to be one.
Oh, Jesus.
okay.
Do the economy.
Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump?
Right.
Republican? Okay. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other their mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat? State Assembly member?
The Republican.
Okay. That would be Joanna Garcia Rose. Is that would
yeah.
that be definitely, probably, or lean?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Wrong.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, stayed the same?
Increased.
Okay. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her or state assembly. Joanna Garcia Rose mandatory prison sentences for meth and dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that be much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely.
Most likely.
Most likely? Oh, much more likely, you mean?
Yeah.
Or, oh, okay, thank you. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would that be much more likely to vote?
Somewhat.
Okay. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learned while in public office. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Probably no difference.
I'm sorry, much less or?
More likely.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that be much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely to vote? Somewhat less likely to vote? Much more likely? Okay. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that be much more likely? Hello? Oh, she got tired. Mm-hmm.